Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men and women all look at me. And then they look at their friends and they say, that guy, he works out. Because they know, Ben, it's like when you were 18.
Uh-huh.
It's so obvious. When someone sees a young you or an old me, they know. People know.
They know.
They know.
People know.
People know. Good morning to Ben Davis who joins us. Of course, we love having Ben on the show.
Ben Davis in studio, brought to you by CJ's Tire and Auto. 18 convenient locations. We keep things moving at cjtire.com. Got through it.
Ben, you've already walked into ridiculousness. How are you, buddy?
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you and the Phils. And yeah. They're on pace for 92, Ben.
Yeah, they are.
92. Despite all the doubts, despite all the... And listen, there have been some, I want to be clear, legitimate reasons to be frustrated.
Good pivot there.
Okay, let me not... I don't want to bury the realities of the bullpen and some defense stuff and some hitting stuff. I mean, there have been some real negatives. But I am struck, Ben, that despite the negatives, they're still on pace for 92 wins. And in my opinion, I would say most people would probably agree with this, more likely to play better the rest of the year than worse.
I would agree with that.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
And they're going to need every win they can get.
Tough league, man.
It's a tough division.
It is.
And a tough league.
Yeah, league, yeah.
The NL West is no joke.
It really is. Let's listen to Bryce Harper. He spoke yesterday about the Phils' month of April. It's not the most comprehensive answer, but this is his mindset as an athlete. You know, what he's thinking about this club and how they kind of navigated April. Here's something Bryce said.
Bryce, there's always ebbs and flows in a long baseball season, but you guys have been able to gut out a couple good wins the last couple of days. How do you think you guys are just playing right now at this point?
Yeah, just got to win the month. Obviously, that's key to, you know, having success, being able to have more wins than losses in any given month. So that's what we're trying to do.
Now, to be fair, I'm lumping the very, very, very end of March into April. I don't count March as its own month. March and April to me in baseball are the same thing. And it nets out at 17 and 13. I mean, listen, John, can they play better? Absolutely. Do we need them to play better? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be hard to win a World Series unless Trey Turner picks it up. I mean that. I think that's going to be a real difficulty. But I know this, man. Five starting pitchers. They dodged a bullet on Sanchez. They're about to get Ranger back. I mean, they are going to walk into every week, barring injury, with Wheeler, Nola, Lizardo, Sanchez, and Ranger. It's hard to not be pretty good with those five. It really is.
Ben, does the Trey Turner anchor around our ankle, does that pull us back with this starting pitching? And we're talking, man, we got excitement on the way too with Painter eventually. Mm-hmm. It just feels like that part is so taken care of. That part harkens back for me to the Astros team that beat us in the World Series. That was at the time I thought, man, that's what we need to be able to win like the Astros. To be a team that's consistent in Major League Baseball, you got to have a group that can no hit, that can group no hit a Phillies team in the World Series.
Yeah.
As your fourth starter, by the way. So I think we're closer to that. But then there's Trey Turner.
Yeah.
Out of position. As inconsistent as all get out offensively to boot. Is that bringing us down to where among other things? I mean, Trey is certainly not the worst thing in the world. He's just
he's not a bad player, but he's not
dollar guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think if he were to go on a legitimate tear offensively, I think we would kind of forget about his defensive woes at times. I mean, the other night, two nights ago, he had four hits.
Right.
And we didn't even talk about his four hits.
Well, we did yesterday, to be fair.
But it was kind of a gloss over.
Well, I think you hit on something important, Ben, because, you know, I remember Dombrowski said, I can't remember if it was with us or somewhere else, but I remember hearing him talk before the season about the fact that you kind of have to take the full gamut of what someone presents. Like, you can live with lesser defense if someone is an offensive star at a position. I mean, it's true. I mean, it is true. Like, Mike Piazza obviously was a below-average defensive catcher. He was probably the best-hitting catcher of all time. You can say that nets out as a positive. I mean, Mike freaking Piazza. The thing is, Trey needs to hit better in order to, in my opinion, John, justify the negative defense. You know, and it's not like he's been a bad hitter this year, but he hasn't been a good hitter. And that's where we hope to see improvement. All right, let's go to the phones. There's a lot to do here. Ben with us for the next 3 hours.
Hold on. There's one more thing.
Yep.
Does it seem impossible that Trey would not have taken any reps at all during spring training or the offseason in the outfield?
Does it seem impossible?
Yeah. That I am told that making that transition during the season when he hasn't practiced it at all is next to impossible. It feels like this is something that he probably should have gotten some reps at some point during the offseason or spring training.
I don't believe he did.
No.
I don't believe he did.
I so agree.
Yeah.
Crap.
If he had to throw him out there today, say, Trey, go play center field, I would do it confidently.
Boy, I would not.
Really?
Why would you?
Because I hear it's like impossible to make this transition without practice.
He's a great athlete.
Well, it's not about athleticism as much as I think it's
in
about
the outfield,
reading the ball, right?
Yeah.
If it's that easy, why don't they do it?
I mean, a fly ball can turn into a triple if you don't have the instincts to handle it right. I mean, that's what you're trying to avoid. And there's a lot of fly balls in a baseball game.
Yeah. But I think he can do it.
So is he going to do it this season?
It's not on the ground and he doesn't have to throw it.
Do you think he will play in the outfield, left field, center field?
No, I don't.
No.
I don't.
That would help.
All right, let's go to the phones. Anthony in New Jersey, a lot of topics going on today. Anthony, good morning.
The hammer!
Oh, Anthony.
Bang! That's what you do! My boy working out. Let's go, hammer!
I am, man. Get like AI, getting all swolled up.
Let's go, hammer, man. I heard you like a week or two ago, man, said that you was backing out the competition.
No.
With Prince throwing in a white towel.
No.
Scared to get injured.
Just delaying things a little bit.
I was disappointed, man, but now I love this for you, Hammer.
Anthony,
I love this,
can
man.
I tell you who my biggest motivation was?
Who?
You.
Oh, man.
No, I'm actually not kidding. I would put you ahead of my desire to win because you were calling and backing me, but also kind of shaming me. And I mean that in a critical analysis way that I appreciate it. Like, you were a driving force, Anthony,
this
for me to
insincere.
Say. You can think it all you want, Anthony. I'm telling you the truth.
I believe it's true.
I was getting publicly flogged verbally every day by this guy. I love Anthony. I don't want to let him down.
Hammer, I'm on you. I'm going to continue to be on you, Hammer, because you my man, man.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Hammer, what's up with that Lions guy, man, saying, what a jerk, man, saying that you beat the Hammer record is overrated.
Ah, it's outrageous. Well, I don't know if he's a jerk.
That's a great answer.
I'd call him more of a fool than a jerk.
I think that's a front runner.
I tell you
it's
what,
a
man.
Good
hard
answer.
To beat.
Really
yeah.
good. Not just because it's the only answer right now. But
hey, Hammer, man, I tell you what.
What?
Tell that jerk to call up tomorrow morning and get 5-0 like his daddy used to.
5-0. Yeah, you know what the only problem with that, Anthony? Tomorrow, 3-day weekend for the Hammer.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Mr. Rips everyone when they take a day off.
It's
oh, day off tomorrow.
Summer winds is soon to be blowing
Anthony,
in.
Anthony, can you believe this guy?
With a 3-day weekend. You know what? That let someone else win a competition is not going to happen because the hammer's putting his feet up tomorrow. That's what happens.
Hey, Hammer, man, that's the best time of my week, man. Tomorrow and beat the Hammer.
Should I call in? Call in
yes,
for beat
man,
the Hammer.
Call.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
Don't count on it. You know, I got a chance to sleep in. Hey, Anthony, give me an answer, my man. Who or what is overrated?
I'm going with social media, man.
Social media. I don't think so.
I think a lot of people
are down
know
on it.
The deal with social media.
I agree.
I think if he had said that 5 years ago, it could have been a winning answer
could be,
or something.
Perhaps.